Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. But right now, we are being joined by the one and only Bart Winkler. You can find him on the Bart Winkler Show weeknights, 9 to 1 Central on Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM 158. You can find him on Blue Sky at Bart Winkler. Bart, it is great to be back chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
Always good to grace the airwaves with you, Andy. Getting excited. We're just a couple of weeks away. I haven't seen physically in Green Bay all the construction, but I see all the pictures, and it's really happening. Green Bay, Wisconsin is hosting an NFL draft. That's wild.
It's surreal. And I've driven by Oneida Street recently. I haven't gone down there to see it just because it feels all congested and there's stuff that's closed. And I'm just like, I don't need to go down there for anything. So I'm just kind of avoiding it. But it still feels surreal that like certain things are blocked off and being built and all of this because an actual NFL draft is going to be in Green Bay in just a couple weeks. As we get set for the draft, Bart, I'm very curious on this answer from you because I know you're going to tell it exactly like it is. So how do you feel about your 2025 Green Bay Packers heading into this draft? Obviously, there's still work to be done as Goody gets set for this, but as things look right now, how are you feeling?
I don't feel great. I don't feel bad, but I don't feel great. I was talking to somebody from Detroit on the show the other day, and they were like, yeah, I don't know. I think your Packers are going to take the spot from my Lions this year. And I'm not ready to go that far that a division is in hand. The NFC North is going to be really interesting.
Yep.
The schedule is going to be tougher for everybody. Last year, they, you know, played the AFC South and were able to build in some wins there. I think the Bears will be better. I think the Vikings, whatever people are going to say they're going to be, are going to be a couple wins better than that. There's a lot of good reports about JJ McCarthy. And I think the Packers are going to be where the Packers are always, the 9, 10 wins, you know, maybe 11 if things break right. But I do think there needs to be a little more, like, pressure. I think this is kind of the third date with this Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur.
It's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. And, you know, on the third date, things might happen that didn't happen on dates one or two, but at least you know, like, hey, this might be something, or there might have to be some sort of change. And I think we've seen a lot of good in Jordan Love, and I think we've seen a lot of good in Matt LaFleur, but the promise of what they can be, I think, needs to be realized. Last year, I was fine with it. Okay, you're building. Love's been hurt. You know, you lose a tough game in the playoffs to the team that won the Super Bowl, that it never really felt like you were going to win that game anyway. Although there were chances, it just didn't really feel like it. This year, I would like to see, like, selfish. I think they should at least make the championship game. That, based on the trajectory, that's where I think they should be. Now, are they there? That's I'm not sure about.
Yeah. I like the date comparison. So it's like the first date was, it started a little shaky. You weren't sure of things. And then you got to the second part of the date, like, oh my goodness, this person's actually amazing. Like, I can't wait for the second date. Then you get to the second date and it's like, she blew a tire on the way over to your place and it just ruined everything for the entirety of it. And you're not sure, like, was it just because of the blown tire and the night just kind of got off on the wrong foot? And that's why everything didn't quite feel the way that you were expecting. Maybe not quite as good as date one, but now you're setting up date three and you're like, all right, we have no, you know, blown tires on this one. We're actually going to get back to what we were doing kind of at the end of date one. And I'm so excited for this. But like, what if the second date wasn't just because of the blown tire? What if things like actually just maybe that's what it is? And like that, I think, is the really unique aspect of this third year for Jordan Love is, again, shaky first part of the first season as a starter, unbelievable second half. Second year is just clouded with mystery because of the injuries and the stuff around it. So I have no idea. Bart, if you told me that...
And you're coming out of two relationships.
Yes.
You're coming out of two relationships that were the envy of romance. And that ended in just pure torture.
Bad
and
breakups.
So you're
bad
not
breakups.
You're not a, you don't need to be like feeling like you're in a movie. You just want something stable. So the expectations aren't very high to begin with.
And that you can eventually be the groom and not the groomsman, and that you can actually be the one that's, you know, tying the bow and getting the ring at the end. Yeah, look at this. This is the best metaphor that has ever been done on the radio. We're probably going to win awards for this. Being joined by Bart Winkler, Bart Winkler Show, of course. You can find him on social media, aptly named at Bart Winkler on Blue Sky. All right. So in this vein, the Packers have done some stuff this offseason. They go get an offensive lineman in Aaron Banks, Nate Hobbs in the secondary. They go get Mecole Hardman as kind of a flyer wide receiver. They do not address pass rush or defensive line in any real way. They don't really lose anything of any significance. TJ Slayton is gone. How do you feel about this offseason for Green Bay? Again, it kind of goes along with question one, but have they done enough? And, you know, what are they left needing to do in this draft?
They've done stuff. You know, I had to look up what an Aaron Banks was. And I only knew about Nate Hobbs because of some sicko fantasy league I'm in where you take defensive players. And he was always, you know, affordable and you slot him in there.
Are you pro or anti defensive players in fantasy sports?
If you're going to do it, you got to, like, this was a salary cap league where you had three linemen, two linebackers. But some of these leagues where it's you have your league and then one defensive player, that's stupid.
Yes. I'm agreeing. All right. Sorry. I digress. Go ahead.
Also, for team defenses, safety should be 5 points. That's what my league did, and it's awesome.
Better. Yep.
And quarterback throwing touchdowns should be 6 because there were 6 points in real life.
I don't know if I feel the same, but I'll give you that one.
I think what we want to see is, like, and this is going to be true for the draft upcoming, is we don't want to, as fans, certainly, and maybe media, we don't want the Packers to have to, like, they do something, and then we're scrambling to figure out the justification as to why. Because coming in, we didn't think, like, paying big money to a guard or, you know, an offensive lineman was going to be something they would do in free agency. And then they do, and you have to kind of figure out why. And if you look at, like, the drafts the last few years, I think – it's been similar shows the day of, like, well, I know everybody wanted this guy, but they took Jordan Morgan, and here's actually what they're maybe thinking. Or I know everybody wanted this guy, but it took Lucas Van Ness, and here's where it might help in the long term. And, you know, I know all these studs from Georgia went, but we took Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt. So I think there's a lot of justification or trying to figure out, like, what is their agenda? What are they trying to do? And a lot of times I've always been like, you know, the fan group think will be like, no, we got to take TJ Watt, you know? Well, they probably should have. Yep. Or we got to take Cooper DeJean. Yeah, that would have been all right too. So sometimes that's, you know, not the worst thing when everybody gets in on a guy. And I think with this year, I don't know what they're going to do. I think a lot of people are resigned, and you might know better than I would, that they're just like going to take some cornerback. Maybe like it's not going to be anything exciting. I think people, especially with it being in Green Bay, I think they want to be excited. I don't know if there's a possibility of them trading down, staying in the first round, but going like receiver that's a fringe first, second kind of guy.
Yep.
I certainly don't think they're going to trade up. So I don't know what they're going to think, but I think just based on the experience of Packers on draft day, like we're either like,
it's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Huh. Okay, well, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, or we drafted a quarterback. What? So it's like one extreme or the other. And I think we're going to be in the first one again.
Yeah, I think Packers fans are protecting themselves in a very similar vein of to kind of what you're saying right now, of like, I we never know what to expect. It's always the guy that you don't think it's going to be, like the names that are thrown around a lot, like Derek Harmon's thrown a lot right now. Like Derek Harmon will be there at 23 and then they'll go with something and they'll go with an offensive lineman. You know, that's yeah. Just sort of the Packers MO. And like you said, you're left afterwards being like, all right, what was the thinking surrounding this? I think Packers fans are somewhat protecting themselves and just sort of knowing that this is usually what happens. But also, I don't think it's going to change the frustration if with the draft being held in Green Bay, if there's a really big time player on the board or they have the ability to go get somebody and they don't do it, I think there's still going to be some frustration about that. So we'll see. That's just how these things usually go. But I know as you are going to, I'm sure, be talking a ton on the critically acclaimed Bart Winkler show,
yes, weeknight
9-1 on Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM 158. As you're going to be talking a lot about the NFL draft on there, what are the things that are really intriguing to you just kind of in general about this draft?
I think the quarterback situation obviously is very intriguing. I'm still of the mind that the Browns take Shadur, like Cam Ward's number one for sure. I don't know. I feel like I felt this way. And then maybe like the last 3 or 4 days, the odds coming out and, you know, all the insiders talking, that's basically like, no, we're not taking Shadur. So I think there's a lot of intrigue into where he goes, but I don't think it gets to a point where he slips that far. The thing I said the other night was I am actually going to throw a prediction out there that I think possibly 4 quarterbacks go in the first round. I think we will see, obviously, Cam Ward. I think we will see Shadur higher than... We're going to come in thinking, oh, he's going to go 9 or whatever. He'll go higher than that, I think. Jackson Dart in Pittsburgh seems like a match made to me.
Yep.
And then I don't know who's going to be. You know, could be the Rams, could be the Raiders, could be the Saints. But there's a lot of teams. There's a lot of teams that are drafting early day one that might, or day two, that might want to trade up to go day one, get a guy, get a quarterback, get that 5th year situation going on. And I'm going to predict, that's my hot prediction, is four quarterbacks taken in the first round. I think that will be a surprise to a lot of people. But typically what happens in these few weeks where there's not much going on, pro days are done, combines are done, everything's done, is teams really start to like hammer down. What do we need? What do we want? And I think taking a quarterback in round one, if you're uncertain of its future, even if there's a quarterback like a Shuck or a Milroe or whoever, if there's a quarterback late round one, I feel like that's a worthy dart throw rather than
a Jackson dart throw.
Yes. Dang. Rather than just like, well, we'll take this offensive lineman. You know, he'll be our eighth guy on the depth chart. We'll bring him along. It's safe. Because there's plenty of teams that need quarterbacks or will need quarterbacks. So I think that would be something that I find interesting. Obviously, what the Browns do, where Travis Hunter goes, who's going to play him. You hear some teams are like, well, we want to play him, and he's going to be a cornerback. And then you hear some teams are like, well, we're thinking him as a wide receiver. I would like to see him get drafted somewhere where he can do both. That's kind of like the allure of it. You're getting two players for one. So I think obviously a lot of intrigue around the Colorado guys. And we'll see if we see any trades. Right now everybody's got their pick.
It's a weird situation.
I don't know that's happened ever.
No, it's very odd. Just going back to the quarterback thing for a moment, a couple things usually happen, like you kind of were mentioning. This is the time now when coaches and owners start getting involved a little bit more. So the GMs and the scouts and everyone have done all their homework all year long. And then all of a sudden they get to their final, you know, consensus of what their board looks like. And then an owner comes along and it's like, oh, you're going to draft Gray Zabel. Nope. We're taking Shedeur Sanders, excuse me. Or, you know, they start getting involved in things and things start going crazy that way. Or coaches too, like coaches who are a little bit more on the hot seat and feel the flames of like, we got to win right now. Again, they see some of these players out there like, this is where we're at for quarterback, and those things start intensifying a little bit as well. The other one is that, you know, if all of a sudden Shedeur goes early and then, you know, Jackson Dart gets taken, now if you are one of these other quarterback needy teams, now it's like, oh, we better get up into the first round if we want to get, you know, the top remaining quarterback at that point, whether it is a Milroe or whoever it might be at that point. But then there becomes a little bit more action to try to get into the first round to make sure that you maybe get that final quarterback that you feel good about. So a lot of different things can happen. And all of a sudden, like you said, you end up with four quarterbacks in the first round.
Yeah. And I don't know, you know, right now coming into it, I don't know that we're going to see those trades. Like when the Vikings made their trade, who they make the trade with, the Colts or something? They made a trade like 3 months out.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like,
are they trading to trade back up? I think this is going to be spur of the night. Like, okay, we're seeing what's happening. We have a situation to kind of trade up. So that will be some good intrigue throughout. On a non-football related topic, I also like want to see what the draft looks like.
Yes.
Detroit had 700,000 people, they say, that went to their draft. I don't know where that number would fit in Green Bay. I'm making the mistake of driving home after Thursday night. I'll be up there Thursday, and then I'm going to be driving on 41. That's going to be a disaster after the draft. Because I think there's going to be a lot of people that just are like, I don't know what I'm going to go and do. I don't know where I'm going to be, but I need to see it.
Yep.
I need to see it. So I think it's going to – I think whatever Green Bay and the Packers are anticipating, I think it's going to be – a lot more like people calling their buddies at 8:30 in the morning. You want to check out the draft tonight? So I think it's going to be insane.
Yeah. I'm very intrigued to see how that all works out and how all the people fit in that area of Green Bay and just how many people end up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and if they can handle it. And it's all going to be very, very intriguing. A couple other things before we get out of here. Again, we're being joined by Bart Winkler, Bart Winkler Show, and on social media at Bart Winkler. Who's a Bart Winkler guy in this draft that you would really like to see Green Bay come away with? Do you have a draft crush that you want to see the Packers take at pick 23, or whether they're moving up or moving down?
Well, I like some of the receivers, you know, like a Burden or a Buka. I like some of these guys that, again, if they possibly trade down, but then it's just a matter of, is that where Green Bay wants to go? And they've got a lot of, you know, the way that we feel about receivers right now and the way we felt a year ago, where it was like, oh, they've got all these guys. You know, who needs a number one? They're all number ones. This is great. And then there's plenty of weeks where you're thinking, oh boy, no, we need something. So it'd be interesting if they went that route. I'm not too like in love with anybody else. And what's interesting too about this Packers draft is what, like, the draft's the most fun when you need a skill guy or like a beast on defense. And where is that? Like, is that guy available where the Packers pick at 24-3? Yeah. Is there a guy there? There's going to be a guy that, you know, we'll maybe know a little bit about, and then we might start to fall in love with. I just, like, they don't need a running back. You know,
nope,
there's a couple of good running backs that might go in the first round. I would probably not see them take one of them. Even tight end. There's some tight ends that could go around that spot. I wouldn't draft tight end. So you're probably looking at secondary or edge or offensive line. It's just like, this isn't the kind of draft where you go and rush to the pro shop to buy a jersey of a guy that got taken, you know?
It's going to be a meat and potatoes draft. It's going to be a lot of offensive linemen, defensive linemen, maybe a corner, maybe a wide receiver at some point. But I have a feeling it's going to be a very, very meat and potatoes, eat your vegetables type of draft. Not the super sexy, oh, we got, you know, two wide receivers, a tight end, and, you know, whatever.
It's a good spot to be in as a team. It's a good spot, yes, to be in. But as a fan on draft day, you're like, all right, what did they mock grade this tackle? Gotta go find that out. Great. Wow. A tackle.
All right, so I got to know, before we get you out of here, I've been tracking now everyone's prediction. So what is the official Bart Winkler prediction for who the Packers take with their first pick in the draft?
Give me a cornerback. I'm just looking at a couple of mocks here. All right, so I think they're going to take a cornerback, and there's a couple of guys in that spot. The one mock draft I have here has Barron out of Texas.
Yep, Jadae Barron.
Okay, so who's a guy after that? Like a Maxwell Hairston
out, yep, of Kentucky. Super fast guy, super fast. That's a possibility. Trey Amos is another. But yeah, it's a little bit, corner right around that spot's a little bit more difficult. But yeah, Hairston is one that Daniel Jeremiah mocked to Green Bay recently as well.
I'll do that. Right. I trust DJ. I'll do that because I think we're going to get to the board and we might fall in love with another guy. And then, was he even 6 feet close enough?
I think so.
So then we're going to be all like, whatever. So I'm going to go that. I'm going to go Hairston out of Kentucky.
I love it. That'd be a good jersey to get if they drafted him. So maybe there will be a jersey to purchase after all. Bart, I know you are cooking up a ton of great stuff for the Bart Winkler Show. What do you want to plug on the way out? What do you got coming up here in the near future?
Well, just check us out, man. We're on the same airwaves. WSSP's got us every night, 9 to 1. So check us out there. Still doing the pod into the Winklerverse a couple of times a week, talking Brewers. I just went down to Wrigley, and Cubs fans were very mad at me because I called Craig Council a loser. So that's some good content that I've published. But yeah, just plugging along as we all are. Andy.
We all could spend more time in the Winklerverse, and it would make us better as a society. Bart, I cannot thank you enough. Make sure to follow him at Bart Winkler on Blue Sky. We will talk to you again soon, and enjoy the draft, my friend.
You too. Thanks, Andy.
This is the Packaday Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We'll be right back right after this.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.